It was absolutely somewhat of an enthralling conference, because I think it was the first time that this was addressed in the Northwest or in relation to Brexit. So while all the answers weren't there, there certainly was lots and lots of questions, and we had a lot of information given to us in relation to what Brexit might mean. And they looked at cross-border traffic in relation to Donegal and Derry specifically, and Tyrone, and they as to how that might pan out. They looked at what the options were in terms of a hard and a soft Brexit. We had a lot of very strong contributions from Seamus Neely, Chief Executive of Donegal County Council, and John Kelpie, the CEO of Derry City and Strabane District Council. And there was other very notable speakers as well, Dr. Francis Ruan, who's Associate Professor at Trinity College Dublin, made a contribution, and Dr. Kathy Hayward, who's a lecturer in Queen's University in Belfast. They looked at the options, and they looked at what happened in other states on the periphery of Europe as well, where there was agreements put in place. And, you know, while there was a lot of discussion and all the rest of it, we were kind of talking somewhat in the vacuum, because we don't know the reality of what will happen in the end. But it was very good to have the conversation, and it was very good that Donegal County Council, in conjunction with Derry City and Strabane District Council, have already put all of these structures in place between the two jurisdictions before the Brexit ever took place, so that we're in a very strong position to work on this.
And are you confident that Brexit will not perhaps hinder the efforts made on a local scale to maximise Donegal's tourism potential?
Well, Catherine, that was the key point it was stressed. It was only one of a whole number of issues that affect business on whether it's in Derry or whether it's in Strabane or whether it's in Letterkenny or anywhere else in Donegal. That was the key point that was stressed, and that it's only one of them, and there's a whole series of issues we need to address. The executives of both local authorities are working very hard on this, and in conjunction with the Northern Ireland office and the Irish government in Dublin, they're all trying to put as much structures in place that will mitigate any effect of Brexit. We can't kind of stick our head in the sand and say that it won't happen. So we have to try and work as best we can to ensure that if it does happen, that we're as well prepared as we can for the future.